This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. So last night, somebody broke into my wife and I's cars.
Did you shoot them?
No, because I didn't know. They didn't take anything. They just went through and removed everything out of the center console of our cars and put it on our seats. That's it. Like, they didn't go through the glove box.
That bothers me more.
That's an odd move.
It bothers me more. That doesn't sound like that.
And I don't know what they were doing.
Has anybody else in the neighborhood reported anything? Have you talked to any? Did you report it to the cops?
No. Because what are they going to do? They're not going to dust our car.
No.
And nothing was stolen.
But it's not a bad idea to...
There's nothing... Like, it was just like... Damn. Our Ring camera didn't pick anything up. We have neighbors who have cameras, and they're going through it and looking. They're retired, so they got a lot of time.
There you go.
So they're just going
to... Those are great people to have for neighbors.
Oh, they're great. They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're awesome. And... If a mouse farts in our front yard, there's a floodlight that pops on.
Nice.
I love it. but they got their cameras, like, look right to where our cars are parked. So, and then our other neighbors, they got cameras. So we'll be able to see there. And we weren't able to find all of them or talk to all of them this morning. But it's unsettling is the thing. It's like, what were you doing? What were you looking for? I had my sunglasses were in my car. They weren't visible from looking in. Nothing was. But they took my sunglasses out of where I keep them and they just put them on my seat. They took everything out of the center console and just put it on the seat. Didn't go through the glove box. I don't know what they were doing.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
No. I would be shocked if that was the case.
I think maybe they were looking for like a checkbook, but who uses those? Not me.
My first thought.
I don't have them in my car.
My first thought is typically with crimes of opportunity, the prowlers and stuff like that, they're just going to take whatever's valuable. So that I strike that away immediately.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a tweaker, they're going to take anything that's not nailed down, especially anything small that they can carry that could possibly sell. So it kind of takes care of that. This sounds like somebody either screwing with you in a very malicious way or somebody trying to show you that they can get to your stuff.
Yeah.
And that's scarier to me than somebody just getting into my car. Like, you're right. You're violated.
Yeah.
And like, that's where I go, like, the psychology of this stuff. Like, that bothers me more.
Yeah.
Like, take something.
Yeah. Like... At least then I'm like, oh, they took something. I have no idea. I have no clue. I have no idea what was.
No, were the doors unlocked or did they break windows?
No windows were broken. My car was locked, so I don't know how they got in there. My wife's, I don't know.
And yours is a new enough car where the coat hanger is probably difficult to, to do.
Sure, I'm not versed in breaking into cars, but you sound like you are. But here's the thing, is like, you can go on YouTube and you can find anything on YouTube. Like, they could, when we have two different makes and models of cars, and like, you can...
Have you seen what people are doing now?
No.
To get into cars?
Like the cloning?
Yeah, so what they do is they can put up an RF net and block it and get the transmission. It's the bright signal, scan for it and grab it and just steal your car. It's crazy. It's and these aren't like the highest level car theft rings out there. Like, this is what's happening for like
No.
Run-of-the-mill like car theft rings. It's actually nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's making me want to go away from an electric key.
Go back to the old days.
It was weird. I was driving my Silverado. It's a 08 while I was having the Fusion worked on, and it's a turnkey. And the number of times I got in and just like pushed my foot on the brake and went to push a button, and I was like, nope, need my keys. I had to like actually get them out of my pocket and start the truck. It was like, this is weird.
A couple of weeks ago, I was driving my buddy has a new Lincoln Navigator.
Mm.
I couldn't figure out how to put it into drive. Because I'm sitting there, I turned the car on, I was like, all right, got this. And I was like, oh boy. I was looking around everywhere.
Was it a dial?
It doesn't have, nope. I looked at the dial. They had a dial, mm-hmm. not to put the car into drive. I was like, how the hell do you put this thing into drive? And they had like four little buttons on the center console, like below where you change the radio, mm-hmm. and it's push button for each one. Like it had park, drive, neutral, reverse, four wheel. And I was like, that is very confusing for me.
Yeah.
And so when I got back, I was like, he's like, how was it? I'm like, well, once I got it into drive, he's like, oh yeah, it was a doozy for you. Like, yeah, it could have been helpful. He's like, yeah, I just got used to it.
Yeah.
So.
Does that deploy the smoke screen, the spikes? Like, you know, it's like, the James Bond car.
It did. It looked like it did. It looked like a Bond car or like the Batmobile mm-hmm. where I can cast a net out the back. I have no clue what was going on
command center.
Here.
Yeah.
But that was one way you feel very old very quickly is like, how do I get this car in drive?
It took me forever to get used to the whole keyless thing.
Yeah.
It's still weird.
It's nice though because you always know if you have your keys.
You know what I just figured out the other day mm-hmm. is that this thing comes out.
Yeah,
and
you have a key. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, they should have told you that when you bought your car.
No, I didn't. Oh, I bought it from somebody used. Mm. It had 4,000 miles on it. But yeah, I had no idea that was there.
Yeah, the text line is saying this happens a lot to people. Maybe somebody has the stepbrothers theory. Maybe you slept walk to the car and you did it. I mean, I don't think so. That'd be one hell of a video if our neighbors have that, though.
We had something similar-ish happen at our place years ago. I had a car that was dead and just kind of sat in the driveway, right, for a while. Mm-hmm. That we came to find out that at least one occasion, somebody had gotten in that thing and just slept in the car, in our driveway.
Interesting. Oh,
Crazy Mike and the boys.
Yeah, right. Little soup kitchen.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
Dirty Mike, not Crazy Mike.
Here's
okay. Left a note.
I got some good ones. If you have an iPhone, run the AirTag app on your phone to see if someone put one in your car, so people can see if you're home or not.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's terrifying.
But why would they rummage through stuff? In like
throw you off the scent.
You just throw it. I'm not going to just throw it under my seat.
Yeah. I never look there.
Amongst all the French fries.
What's happening here?
I keep nothing in my car. If you break into my car, you're going to find an empty energy drink, a golf tee, and a lacrosse stick. Enjoy. Oh, and some crutches.
Yeah.
If you break into my car, go ahead. It's unlocked. I don't care.
Hmm.
Just don't break the windows.
All right.
I'd rather somebody break into my car and steal my lacrosse stick out of the freaking trunk than break my windows. Just don't. I'd much rather have somebody just open the freaking door than lock my car and be worried about somebody busting out the windows. Because you know what it costs to get your freaking windows fixed now?
A lot.
It's like $500-$600 a window.
Yeah, it's not good, dude.
No.
All right. I feel better that I'm not alone in this, but it's also unsettling that so many other people have had this happen. Theme of the day, don't be an a-hole. How about that? Can we go to that?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Don't rummage through people's stuff and take anything or not take anything.
That's messed up.
Neither one. Good. Not good. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.